Track 9. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. It's one of very few things on a menu that absolutely everyone loves.
On average, each person in the UK eats 9 litres of ice cream every year. Which sounds a lot until you realise that not only do the Scandinavians eat more, but the Americans royally beat us into submission with an average of 20 litres per person per year. Soft scoop, gelato, Mr. Whippy, sorbets, lollies, I love them all. And as a man who's had a fab lolly, or 3, almost every day for the last 30 years, I consider myself to be something of an expert when it comes to ice treats. Growing up in the 1960s and 70s, the choice was pretty much limited to vanilla, chocolate or strawberry, with an exotic block of Neapolitan considered the height of sophistication. When Pocklington's red and white ice cream van did its Friday evening round, and if there was a scoop of banana to be had, I thought I'd been handed a cone of heaven. Today you can find almost every flavour in a tub, but vanilla still tops the charts. Norfolk has a host of fantastic ice cream makers. Ronaldo Ices, Dan's Luxury Norfolk Ice Cream, Lakenham Creamery, Paravani's Ice Cream. We all have our local heroes. Further afield, the worldwide giants offer all sorts of wonders. At restaurants, the choice is even greater with savoury ice cream on offer in flavours ranging from Heston's bacon and egg to goat's cheese, parmesan to oyster. The oyster ice cream on a shellfish platter at Jason Atherton's Pollen Street Social remains in my top 5 of things I've ever eaten. We even got in on the act at the restaurant, creating a Baron Bygod ice cream to sit atop a warm onion tart. Delicious. It all seems a very long way from the diesel-scented, instantly-melting white whip that came from the depths of the freezer of the jangling Sunday ice cream van of my youth, and I still frequently pang for a Viennetta for Saturday's tea time afters. Even today, to visit Richard in Di Maschio's ice cream van on the seafront in Great Yarmouth, often in the depths of winter, and sit in the car facing the bleak North Sea is an afternoon well spent. An ice cream with flake and all the sprinkles for Stacia, and a chocolate and marshmallow oyster for me. Of course, you could also gild the lily if there's an opportunity, and the spectacle of a proper ice cream sundae is a thing of true beauty. Knickerbocker Glory, Eton Mess, the classic toffee and cream Café Lisieux, and, I think, the king of ice cream concoctions, the banana split topped with maraschino cherry. All wonderful treats. In 1977, when I first started work in Great Yarmouth, a treat on a day off was to visit Vitesse's ice cream parlour on Regent Road. It remains one of my most cherished memories of an incredibly exciting time of my life. Moving from the fens to the seaside at the age of 15, I felt like I'd been transported to Las Vegas. The sights, sounds and smells of crammed seaside towns are still vivid, and Regent Road felt like the most glamorous place on earth. The Vitesse family originally started to make ice cream in Scotland in 1919, but soon saw the benefit of moving to the seaside to open their first Norfolk parlour in the 1930s, and what joy they chose Great Yarmouth. Last summer, the Assembly House afternoon tea had an ice cream theme with a mint choc chip gatto opera, a 99 cupcake, raspberry ripple cookie sandwich biscuits, a Neapolitan macaron, and a strawberry sundae shot, all served with a side of seaside-style donuts. All the ice cream flavours, but no ice cream. I've given you a recipe for the Knickerbocker Glory, a popular sundae, but, in reality, there are no recipes. Just a case of piling the ice creams, fruit, sauces and sprinkles into the tallest glass you can find. Make sure you source a spoon that reaches the bottom.
2 tablespoons of icing sugar, 300 grams of raspberries, 100 grams of blueberries, 1 ripe mango, peeled, stoned, stone removed and chopped, 150 grams of fresh strawberries, chopped, 200 ml of double cream, whipped, 12 scoops vanilla, strawberry, chocolate ice cream, cherries, nuts, sprinkles, chocolate flakes. For the raspberry coulis, measure 150 grams of raspberries into a food processor Add the icing sugar and pulse until smooth. Tip the raspberry puree into a sieve set over a bowl. Use a metal spoon to push the fruit pulp through the sieve. Discard the seeds. Layer the ice cream, blueberries, strawberries, remaining raspberries, coulis and whipped cream into the sundae glasses, piling it high. Top with whatever takes your fancy. With fruit, hundreds and thousands, wafers, cherries. It's up to you.